This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Baton-wielding Hong Kong police moved in to break up scuffles Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling at the start of rallies planned for across the city after months of often violent unrest. The pro-China demonstrators chanted support the police and China add oil at a shopping mall in the Kowloon Bay Area, adapting a line used by anti-Hong Kong government protesters and loosely meaning China keep your strength up. The clashes spilled out onto the streets, with each confrontation captured by dozens of media and onlookers on their smartphones. Police detained several people as a result. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials on Friday, and a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. The chief Taliban negotiator, Sher Mohammad Abbas Stenekzai, who is leading the insurgent delegation, told Russia Today Television his team had hammered out a formal agreement with American negotiators and the two sides together with Qatar, which hosted and mediated the talks, were preparing for a deal signing ceremony when President Trump surprisingly declared the process was dead. Last Saturday, he did call off the talks and his secretly arranged meetings at Camp David with insurgent negotiators as well as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The negotiator stressed in his interview to the Russian broadcaster the Taliban is committed to return to the negotiating table. However, he added the Taliban is prepared to fight 100 more years if the American side is not willing to negotiate and they do not want peace at the table.